This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. A few days ago, Father Martin Stepanek, a so-called traditionalist priest, died. As we've pointed out in the past, Martin Stepanek was an outspoken and obstinate proponent of the heresy that souls can be saved in false religions and by, quote, baptism of desire. Like almost all of the other priests, he believed souls could be saved in any religion without the Catholic faith. He obstinately rejected Catholic dogma and was a heretic. And since he died as a heretic, he went to hell. He had no more belief in Christ or his necessity than the Dalai Lama. He dressed up in robes and pretended to be Catholic, but he did not have an ounce of the apostolic faith. Not only did Stepanek believe that souls could be saved in any religion, but he went out of his way to attack Jesus Christ's teaching on the necessity of the sacrament of baptism. Of course, he did this with arguments that have been completely refuted. He was a truly wicked man. Here's a quote from this heretic, who was without doubt a mortally sinful liar. He stated that Catholics who correctly believe in the necessity of the Catholic faith and baptism for salvation are...
So that is of incredibly asserting that all who are not formal and invisible members of the Church, and this would mean all Protestants, all Orthodox, all Jews, all Muslims, all pagans of every brand or color or nationality, are automatically excluded from eternal salvation. But this is something which the Church has never taught and never will teach.
So he says that the Church has never taught that all the non-Catholics are not saved without the Catholic faith. Yet that is exactly what the Church has taught, as we see here. It's an infallibly defined dogma that all who die without the Catholic faith are lost. That includes all pagans, heretics, schismatics, Jews, etc. That's why they need to be converted. So Stepanek directly denies and openly lies about the Church's teaching. He asserts that the Church has never taught and never will teach what it infallibly teaches. Even if you put aside the heretical aspect of what he's saying, he is blatantly lying to people. He is stating something that is demonstrably false, that the Church has never taught what it in fact has taught. By any standard, that's a mortal sin. That's a lie. He's a public mortal sinner and a liar, not to mention a heretic. So, now that Stepanek is dead, he knows the truth. He was wrong. He rejected Church teaching. He railed against Christ's baptism. He persecuted Christ by attacking his truth, and he was an apostate who long ago lost the grace of supernatural faith in him and his truth as a result of sins and bad will. And it was heretics just like this who facilitated the great Vatican to apostasy. And even though he knows the truth because he's been judged, it's too late for Stepanek. He died as a heretic, was damned, and is in hell. And there's no doubt about this. In fact, if such a heretic who obstinately rejected and publicly opposed defined Catholic teaching on the necessity of the faith for salvation could be saved, and he certainly cannot, then no dogma matters at all. Moreover, all those who praise this deceased, damned, despicable heretic, as a number of evil false traditionalists are already doing, likewise confirm themselves on the path to damnation. They have no shame. Barring an extraordinary conversion, they will line up with him alongside the damned on Judgment Day as enemies of the Lord, enemies of his dogma, enemies of his baptism, and enemies of his necessity. And some people who think that what I'm saying is too hard, that you can't say he's in hell, are simply devoid of the apostolic faith. That's why this scripture is extremely important. 1 John 4:6, we read, quote, "We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." Those with the true Christian Catholic faith know that people who clearly depart from Catholic teaching are not of God. The people who say, well, we cannot judge or we don't know, when you're talking about someone who clearly departs from Catholic teaching, as Stepanek did, don't have the apostolic faith. Someone who has the faith has the conviction, has that certainty, that someone who rejects the truth is not of God and therefore on the road to damnation. This is how we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Those who do not hear us, meaning the church's teaching, the line of Christ, are not of God. And of course, the first rule of salvation, the first condition of salvation, is to maintain the rule of the true faith. Whoever wishes to be saved needs above all to hold the Catholic faith. unless each one preserves this whole and inviolate, he will without a doubt perish in eternity. Certainly a guy who not only openly denied the faith, believed that souls can be saved in any religion, attacked the necessity of water baptism for salvation, and openly and publicly lied about what the church teaches, is as heretical as it gets. He is without question lost. I wish he had been different and had not been a heretic and had been saved, but he was a heretic, and these issues matter, and when people die, the time is up, and that's why people need to conform to the truth and believe the truth while they're on earth.